This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Spilling the Reality, where the journey of a Russian adoptee living with a disability is shared and brought to life. Hey guys, I'm Vika, and on this episode I'm going to be talking about cerebral palsy, a disability that I have. It affects me in many ways, but mainly my legs and my left leg. As some of you who know me and who will be listening to this, hopefully, know that my walk is a little bit different than other people's, especially on my left side, and that's okay. Over the years, I've learned to adapt with this, and I've had many surgeries. 4 big orthopedic surgeries and about 5 rounds of Botox. These 5 big surgeries have been tough, it's been a battle, but they've also given me the ability to walk better. I'm very grateful for these surgeries and the people who have made it possible for this to happen for me, including my orthopedic surgeon, who I absolutely adore. He is literally one of the most incredible people on the earth. He is so sweet. He has amazing bedside manner. And he's also incredible with his handiwork with my leg. And my amazing physios that I've had over the years, I think I've had about 3 or 4. I'm not going to name them for privacy reasons, but from the age of 2.5 to the age of, I think it was 16, to the age of 16, I did occupational therapy when I was younger and then physiotherapy up till 16 with some amazing physios. Definitely, like, I'm so grateful for them, because without them, also, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, to specifically my 2 physios that I had when I was 16, thank you for all your guys' amazing work. I love you guys, and I miss them a lot. I do intend to go back and visit, because, yeah, they're just incredible humans. So, cerebral palsy is a lifelong condition. It is caused by damage to the developing brain in pregnancy or shortly after birth, or up to the age of 2. Cerebral palsy can result in different movement types depending on where the brain injury is. I don't actually think I know where mine is, but anyway. Every 3 days, a baby is born in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with cerebral palsy. It is the most common physical disability in childhood. Yeah, so for me specifically, it affects my left leg, basically the left side of my body, and my left arm as well, as some people who know me see that I hold my hands in, I guess, a T-Rex position because it's comfortable. Over the years, I have been bullied for it, and just cerebral palsy in general, I've had comments made like, oh, you're so slow, and weak, and I had someone when I was in intermediate, I think, every time they would walk past me, they would whisper disabled to me, and not that that word is bad or anything, but I'm not defined by my disability, and I think that's something that a lot of people should, you know, be aware of. People are not defined by their disability, yeah. They're still human. Their disability may be a big part of them, but they are still human. We still deserve to be treated with respect and kindness and human decency. I also want to talk about some of the challenges I've had and some of the things that I am grateful for, because cerebral palsy is quite hard in many ways. It's very challenging, especially when it comes to physical activity. There are a lot of things that I struggle with, like sports, for example, running sometimes, not specifically down the corridor at school. I do not struggle with that, not that I'm supposed to, but anyway, I don't do it too often anymore, but I used to do that a lot. Cross country is something I struggle with a lot, athletics day, but I still do like to participate in them. I think Athletics Day is coming up soon, actually. And no, not Athletics Day, Cross Country. I am so excited for that. I've never been more excited for Cross Country than I am now. Like, it is insane. People are like, why are you so excited? I'm like, because I get to do it. Like, yes, it's a challenge, but I get to do that, and quite a few people with my disability don't have the mobility that I do. So for things like cross country and athletics, it's a privilege. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's really like, it's just enjoyable, and I get to do it. I don't have to do it, but I get to. I get the opportunity to do it because of all my surgeries. I've got the mobility to do it, and I'm really grateful for it. I can do it. I can participate in it. Yes, it might be a struggle. Yes, it might take me longer. Yes, I might not be physically to be able to finish the entire thing, but I can still be a part of it. And I think, yeah, that's just a big thing for just any sporting event at school or anywhere, really. The good things, I have met a lot of amazing people through my cerebral palsy, such as my lovely physios, who I love and miss so much, my surgeon, the amazing like nurses and doctors. So earlier this year, I went into A&E very sick. I had a viral infection, and I was sitting in ED, and they called me through to the corridor, and I was getting triaged by one of the nurses. She was so sweet. I was not having a fun time. She took my temperature. I had a fever, and then she was like, I recognize you from one of your orthopedic surgeries years ago. And my last orthopedic surgery was in 2019, and I'm pretty sure she was talking about one of the ones when I was like 4 or 7 or 11 or something like that. And so that's happened a few times, actually. Every time I go into hospital, not every time, but sometimes when I go into hospital, I'm recognized by nurses and doctors from my orthopedic surgery. So I'm like, hey, but I haven't had one for 5 years, might be 6 this year, I don't know, 2019. Glad I have not had any more, because those are rough. Who else? Oh, the amazing people who run Coracare, and the amazing people who I met through that. The carers and just the people who organise it are absolutely incredible, and they make dreams come true. They definitely made one of my dreams come true last year, actually, when I got the chance to go to Australia. And the people who I went on the trip with. Guys, if you are listening to this, hello! The people that I went on the trip with are, like, they are amazing. We went on a trip for 6 days, I think, and over that 6 days, we got along very well, and we had a lot of fun. It was very chaotic, but at the end of it, yeah, we were all friends. I came back with a new best friend and quite a few other friends, so that was amazing. And just people through ParaVed, you guys are amazing too. Back in 2018, I think, I did ParaFed, and I used to do athletics every Monday night, and I got to reconnect with some people that I know with disabilities, and that was actually really cool. So yeah, there was that. And then just like overall, being able to meet people who have other disabilities is really cool and good to get to know them, because you get to know more about them as a person and more about how their disability affects them, and just being able to, like, you know, get to know new people is pretty cool. Yeah, I've met a lot of amazing people, and I'm thankful for all the people that I have met through this. Things I've learned. I've learned a lot of things with cerebral palsy. Okay, so the things that I have learned, one of them is adapting to my situations. Adapting to my situations is quite fun sometimes. Due to my cerebral palsy, I am sometimes not able to do things like other people. And that's okay, because through this I've learned a very valuable lesson of having to figure out other ways to participate in things, or other ways. An example of this, probably not the best example that I have, but we were at youth group one night, I'm pretty sure, and someone had climbed over the fence because there was not an opening to the fence. Like, the gate was locked, and they were climbing over the fence. It wasn't that big of a fence, but if you know me, I cannot climb fences for the life of me. It will end very badly. So they were, like, climbing over the fence. All good, all good. I could not climb over the fence. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I walked around the fence until I found a gap between the two joinings of the fence, and I squeezed through that gap. And I know that sounds like a stupid example, but that's kind of just how, you know, I've got to do things. Can't do things one way, so adapt and find another way. And I've kind of had to do that my entire life. And, you know, it's hard watching other people be able to do things and you can't. But I think it's also an important lesson to be able to learn to adapt to your situation. And, you know, it's given me the ability to think outside of the box, which also I think is a really good skill in general to have. Be grateful for the days that you have and the things that you can do and the ability of your body. After my orthopedic surgeries, I was in a cast for over a month, probably like 2 months, and then I had to relearn how to walk after every surgery. And let me tell you, that was really difficult, actually. I was having physio weekly. I had to have a moon boot. Quite a few times I had to have a splint from the ages of, like, I don't know, 2 to year 6. Pretty sure it was year 6, from when I was a toddler to year 6, I think. I don't exactly know, but I think it was up to year 6. I had splints and all kinds of footwear, and I think, yeah, I've learned to be very grateful for my ability to be able to do things, especially now that I haven't had surgery for like 5 years or 6. I don't know. Can't do maths today. My brain's not working. It's a Thursday. We love Thursdays. Anywho, I'm very grateful for being able to do what I can, because there was quite a few times where I couldn't do things. I had to sit in a wheelchair and watch everyone else play PE when I was in year 8, year 6. I had to sit there and watch everyone play my favourite games outside, and I couldn't participate, and that was quite sore, actually, mentally and physically, because, yeah, I just sit there and not participate, which sucked. I'm not going to lie, that really sucked in year 8. Year 6. But, you know. So, if I can do something now, I will do it, because, yeah. And I think that's the same for other medical issues that prevent me from doing stuff as well. That's also taught me to be grateful for being able to have the ability to do things when I can. What else have I learned? Compassion and empathy for others. I have a lot of compassion and empathy for others that I may not have so much had if I didn't have cerebral palsy. Because when I am in a wheelchair, or just in general, just every day, I bump into people a lot. I walk into people, not on purpose, just because I either don't see them or I cannot move out of the way in time. And some people stop and glare at me. And other people are really empathetic and they're like, it's okay, don't worry about it. Like, and they just have empathy for that. I remember last year, actually it was 2 years ago in 2022, I was up in Christchurch and I went to the zoo. I love the zoo, specifically giraffes. I absolutely adore giraffes. We went to go feed the giraffes, and there's like a platform thing where you go up to feed them, and there was a mother and a child and a buggy, and I did not see this buggy, so I stepped backwards. I fell over the buggy, and I got a massive bruise on my leg. It was all the colours of the rainbow. It was very sore. And I was on the ground. The mother turned around and she just glared at me with, like, just, nah, not a single, are you okay or anything, just glared at me. So I got up and I went to go feed the giraffes and I was like, oh, sorry. So, yeah. And then, at Movie World, when I went to Australia with Corrigan, I was in my wheelchair, not my wheelchair, but the one that belonged to Movie World. And it was like we were watching the parade thing, the show of the characters. That was so cool. And I was in a wheelchair, so there were people in front of me, and I couldn't see that well. And so a lady saw me in the wheelchair, and she kind of moved aside so I could see better. And I was super grateful for that because that was really sweet. And just I think it's important to have empathy and compassion to really anyone because you never know what anyone's going through. And, you know, it could just make their day a whole lot better. Yeah, surgeries and footwear. I'm going to go back to this. So my surgery is, as I said before, I have had 4 surgeries. My first orthopedic surgery was big and horrible and very painful. They had broken the big bone in my leg up the top. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, I think it's a femur, could be wrong. They had broken that and rotated that because my foot was very turned in to the point where I was tripping over everything and that needed to be fixed. So they broke my big bone, rotated it, put 2 plates and 9 screws in it. I have still got those plates and screws to this day. They are sitting in my bedroom on my wee file thing. Yeah, 2 plates, 9 screws, yes, okay. And yeah, I've got a massive scar up my thigh. If I wear, when I'm wearing shorts, people can see it. And a few weeks ago, I was like, I told someone I had been bitten by a shark. Yeah, but no, it was from surgery. I was kidding. Anyway, yeah, so that surgery was very big. I was in hospital for a week. It was very painful. I don't actually remember that much of it. The only memory I have of it was my room and one of my carers from daycare had come to visit me with a flower and it had a wee wire in it. It was adorable. That's the only memory I have of that. However, my parents do tell me about it. Apparently it was very painful and I was screaming on day 4. My next surgery was when I was 7. They had taken the plates and screws out and yeah, I don't know what happened in that surgery, but I do remember a little bit of it. When I was 11, I had tendons and stuff done. Yeah, I do remember that surgery. I do remember that one. I was only in there for 1 night. The one when I was 7 was 2 nights. The one when I was 11 was only 1 night. And I went home, and the next night, I was in so much pain. That was not fun. I'm pretty sure it was that surgery. And then when I was 13, I had more work done. And I currently still have the metal in it from that surgery. So I don't exactly know what was done. Oh, actually, my toe was like, my big toe was very turned in the outer way. So it was pushing on my toes and squishing them. So that got broken and straightened and put staples and screws in it. And then my ankle got a wee wedge coil thing put in it as well. I've got the x-rays of that and they are so cool. Anyway, I still have that in my foot and now I'm wondering if that's why I keep getting beeped at Auckland security. Because I don't know why, but every time I go through airport security, the machine beeps at me and I have to get patted down. This happened in June for a school trip and it also happened in Auckland when I recently went up there on the way through. Not fun, but anyway. And I've also had some fun footwear too. Plastic splints and I had this weird hook thing on my shoe because I always drag my feet. So they put these things in my shoes, these metal things that had rubber band around it to try and pull my foot up. It did work for a while, but I still drag my feet, especially when I'm tired, and now the front of my shoes are usually quite scuffed. Yeah, so cerebral palsy. if you meet someone with cerebral palsy, say hello to them, start a conversation if you want, like if you're a social person. People with disabilities are still human. They still deserve to be treated with kindness and respect. And even though this disability is sometimes a massive inconvenience for me and really hard, still really hard mentally and physically, you know, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the experiences I've had because of it and the people that I've met. And I wouldn't be me if I didn't have it. So grateful for that too, because, you know, it's part of me. Part of what makes me me, and I love that. Yeah, just makes me unique, gives me, you know, an opportunity to be me. I don't know, I love it. I hate it and I love it at the same time, but yeah. So cerebral palsy is actually pretty cool. Oh, okay, after every surgery I got a pink cast. I started this tradition where I would get a pink cast for my first cast. And, yeah, it never stopped. I got a pink cast for after every surgery. Yeah. And also, if you see someone walking funny, don't bully them about it. Don't make comments about it. It's not very nice because we can hear you. It's quite funny, though. People usually say that or bully me about my walking. I've become friends with a few of those people and they're like, oh, probably shouldn't have said that. But that's okay because we're all human and we all make mistakes. But I think it's important to, you know, learn from them and educate others where we can in a nice way. And, yeah, I'm going to have cerebral palsy for life and I am excited to see where I go next with it. Hopefully no more surgeries. But, yeah, overall, sucks, but I am grateful for it. In many ways, and if I had the opportunity to change whether I had it or not, I honestly would not take it because, you know, I think having it is pretty cool. It's also abbreviated to CP as well, so some people just say CP, and that's okay too. Yeah. I'll give you guys some quick facts. One in three people are unable to talk. One in two people have an intellectual impairment. One in four is unable to talk. One in ten has a severe visual impairment. Three in four experience pain. One in four has bladder control problems. One in four has epilepsy. And one in five has a sleep disorder. And currently, along with the cerebral palsy, I don't know if it's related, but I'm battling retinal detachment and chronic pain and other things. So, thanks for coming along and tuning into this episode of Spilling the Reality with me, Vika, on Otago Access Radio Youth Zone. Can't wait to spill some more reality with you next time. You can find Spilling the Reality on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.